all time. God is good. Amen. Amen. I normally don't talk this fast, but I think you left some RPMs in this speak here. I need to slow down some. Pastor Will said for young men, he said some a little young, some a little like this, and he didn't get me, so I didn't know what you were talking about. I'm a little like that. But amen. God called me into the kingdom just at the right time. Amen. And that's to present the word of God. Amen. Scripture this evening coming out of Psalms 27. If you'll stand with me, 27, 1 through 6, please. Amen. And the scripture reads as thus, the Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When the wicked, even mine enemies and my foes, come upon me to eat up my flesh, they stumble and fail. Though an host should encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. The war shall rise against me, and this will I be confident. One thing I have desired of the Lord, and that I will seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord and inquire in his temple. For in a time of trouble he shall hide me in his pavilion. In the secret of his tabernacle shall he hide me. He shall set me up upon a rock. And now shall my head be lifted up above my enemies round about me. Therefore will I offer in this tabernacle sacrifices of joy. I will sing. Yea, I will sing praises unto the Lord. You may be seated. Our God in our help in ages past. Our God in hope for years to come. Our shelter from the stormy blast and our eternal home. Heavenly Father, may the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable to you, my strength and my redeemer. Amen. Martin Luther quoted an interesting observation on fear. He said, God and the devil takes opposite tactics in regards to fear. The Lord first allows us to become afraid that he might relieve our fears and comfort us. The devil, on the other hand, first makes us feel secure in our pride and sin that we might be later be overwhelmed with fear and despair. Amen. Brother Skleen talked about how God is just the opposite of what people do. They always flip-flop things. Amen. And so pray with me, y'all. Brother Bakari said that God is just the opposite, and we can see by how he deals with fear, how he's just opposite from the devil. Amen. And in this text that I present to you this evening, amen, we understand that this text is about David. Amen. And we know that in this text, David has been running from some things. David has had fear in his life. David has had his enemies chasing him. Amen. And we see that David, this particular text is about David when he was running from, and some think that he was running from Absalom, King Saul's son, or maybe even the king himself, man. And he was hiding in rocks and he was hiding in caves. And David had some fear in his life. Amen. But David did realize during all this that there's one way to overcome the fear, and that was to seek the Lord. Amen. And so we see here in this scripture, in these first six verses, that David is talking to himself. He's reminiscing about how good God is in a time of trouble. Amen. We see that in his first verse, he says that the Lord, amen, we're talking about the Jehovah God, the Adonai, the Lord of the covenant God of Israelite people. He says the Lord is. We're talking about right now the Lord is. When we look at the verb I am and we congregate, we see that it's in the present perfect tense. I am, the Lord is. David is talking, and this is a personal thing that David is talking about. He's sitting there, he's reminiscing how the Lord brought him out. Anybody know how the Lord can bring you out? Have you ever been in something that you were afraid of that the Lord brought you out of? Amen. David has been in those situations. He's had his enemies chasing him. They were trying to kill him. They were even chasing his parents. And David was trying to find a position or a place for his parents to hide. And we understand that Doeg, the Edomite, had had told Saul about David, and amen, and Saul was tracking him down, amen, because Saul was a little upset with David that they were singing songs about David, that David had killed his 10,000, Saul his thousands, and Saul was envious, and he was jealous of David, amen, and so David, he's written this 27th psalm. He says, my heart shall not fear, amen, and then so we look at this psalm, and it said, the Lord is my light. What is light? Amen. We say that light is the absence of darkness. Amen. We know that the light is God. Jesus said that I am the light. Amen. And we see that what David is talking about is that God has shown his light on it. The light of salvation has brought him out of the darkness of condemnation. Amen. And so we see that David is saying that the Lord is my light and my salvation. He's my deliverer. How many of you know that God can deliver you from any circumstance, any situation, any position that you may be in? Anybody ever been delivered? And then he asked that question, whom shall I fear? Amen. So when we look at the text, the question is already answered. If God is my light and God is my salvation, then obviously the answer to the question is, nobody, because I have God on my side, amen? And then he goes on to say, the Lord is the strength, the stronghold, the fortress. When I'm with the Lord, when I'm in his presence, the scriptures tell us to fear not. Amen. The scriptures tell us to fear not when we're in his presence. In his stronghold, in his stronghold. And then he asked the question again, of whom shall I fear? It says, when the wicked, the evildoers, when the wicked, even my enemies and my foes, came upon me to eat up my flesh. When we look at that phrase, they eat up my flesh, we see a picture of a ravenous wolf or a lion or something coming up to just devour you. Amen. It says, even when they came up to devour me, I had no fear. Why? Because the Lord is my strength. He's my fortress. Amen. When I'm in his presence, when he has his arms around me, I'm protected. Even when my enemies come up to eat up my flesh. I'm reminded that Peter was telling the disciples that the devil was like a ravenous wolf that came to sift them like wheat. Amen. But when we're in God's presence, amen, we have nothing to fear. I'd like to just bring three points out that. First of all, my first point is confidence. Confidence in the Lord. Amen. To get to the place where where David is, you have to establish the confidence in the Lord. Amen. You understand that confidence doesn't just come. You just don't accept God. You have to have some experience in life. Amen. And so David is here sitting reminiscing about the times that God protected him from all those circumstances, those situations when his enemies were trying to eat up his flesh. Amen. When Saul was after him to take his life and when Absalom was after him to take his life. Amen. So the one thing that we can get from that text is confidence means trust. Amen. You don't get trust up front. You have to experience some things to get trust. So David is saying here that I have confidence in the Lord because I trust him now. He has brought me through some hard times and some terrible situations. Amen. He has brought me through my enemies. Amen. It says, when the wicked, even my enemies and my foes, my opponents, those that hate me, those evildoers, when they come up on me to eat up my flesh, amen, they stumble and fail. And remind me, scripture said that the Lord will make your enemies your footstool. Amen. When they come up on you, if you have the Lord on your side, amen, but you have to have confidence that he is what he said he is. Third verse says, though an host should encamp against me. Amen. And when I think of that host, we think of an army or a large number of whatever it is. And sometimes I think that what that means in our terminology or in our context is that when you have a lot of problems, sometimes you have a bunch of problems. Amen. I'm reminded that several years ago I had gotten laid off my job. I had been laid off for about 2 years. Amen. And I felt exactly like a host was encamping me, man. Every time I get home, the phone would be ringing, the bill collectors calling, saying, hey, look, we need you to make a payment on this bill, or we're going to come and take your car. Amen. My wife was saying, you need to get a job. Amen. The kids couldn't do the things they would do. When the host encamp around about you, amen. Amen. But one thing I did learn through those situations and circumstances was to put my trust in the Lord. I remember in Proverbs 3 and 5 it said, trust in the Lord with all thy heart and lean not unto your own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him and he will direct your path. So I'm saying that if you have confidence in the Lord, don't worry about all that stuff. Amen. He tells us that ought to be joy in tribulations, that we all have peace in trials and tribulations. Amen. And then it says, though a host shall encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. The war shall rise up against me. And this will I be confident. That's that word again. And this will I be confident. Trust. Trust in the Lord. The second point I'd like to make is, first of all, you have to trust in the Lord. The second thing you have to do is you have to commune with him. Amen. And by commune, I mean you have to walk with him. You have to walk in his ways. You have to understand his ways. You have to be obedient to the word if you want to get anything out of it. Amen. It says, one thing I have desired. And you know, one thing that we ought to all desire is that we have a walk with Jesus. Amen. He says, one thing I have desired. When we look at the word desire, it doesn't mean something that you just kind of want. Desire goal is more emphatic than that. It's something that you really, really want. What are we all looking for here? Why are we all here tonight? Why are we studying the Word of God? Something that we desire, amen? And he says that one thing I have desired of the Lord that I will seek after. And that's another verb there. Seek. Seek just doesn't mean to be looking for something. Seek means to be turned up the seats looking for something. You ever lost the money in the couch? Amen. That's what seeking is. You get down and turn the couch up trying to find that money. Seek, it says, one thing I desire, something that I really, really want, and that I will seek after. That means I will really go after this thing. And that is to dwell in the house of the Lord. Amen. I'm reminded, they say, I was glad when they said unto me, let's go into the house of the Lord. Amen. You don't just be glad when you go to church on Sunday or unless you really, really seek it and it's really, you really desire to dwell in the house of the Lord. Amen. And then he goes, says, for in the time of trouble, he shall hide me in my pavilion. Amen. Pavilion. That's God himself. He shall hide me. He shall put his arms around me. He shall take me. Amen. He shall keep me from all hurt, harm, or danger. The Lord I serve, when I commune with him, he hides me in his pavilion. Amen. That's like the temple or the tabernacle. Amen. He hides me in his pavilion. Communion. First, I told you that you need to have confidence in the Lord. That's mean you need to trust him. Second, I told you that you need to have communion with the Lord. That means you need to walk with him. You need to be obedient to his word. You need to study his word. Amen. You need to walk with God. Amen. You need to be a fisherman, like Brother Barak said. You need to go out and do what God says. He said, go ye therefore. You need to do those things if you're going to have communion with the Lord. Amen. And I'm understanding that David is telling us here that when you do these things, there are privileges for being in the presence of God. And finally, in verse 6, not only do you have confidence in the Lord, you need to have communion with the Lord, and then you need to have contentment through the Lord. Amen? In that sixth verse, he tells us, and now shall my head be lifted up above mine enemies, round about me. Therefore will I offer in his tabernacle sacrifices of joy. You know, when you're content, man, you have joy in your heart. Amen. You don't worry about anything. Amen. Because you know the Lord, colloquial expression, has your back. Amen. Amen. He says that I will have joy. Therefore, I will offer in his tabernacle sacrifices of joy. Amen. There's a pleasure in giving when you're content in the Lord. When you understand that the more you give, the more he gives to you. Amen. And there's contentment in God. Amen. When you're in his tabernacle and you're serving God and you have the confidence in the Lord and you've been walking with the Lord. When you go to church on Sundays, amen, you know you can't wait until Sunday comes. You want to come in and praise the Lord and you want to glorify God and you want to magnify him in the highest. Amen. And then he said, I will sing. Amen. And I'm reminded that I believe it's one of the Psalms said, make a joyful noise unto the Lord. Sing praises to the Lord, amen. We need to sing when we're joyful, amen. I'm reminded that David, when he came back from his crusades and everything, and he came back and he was singing and dancing and he was taking off his clothes and everything. Man, we need to, that's joy. We need to praise the Lord and we need to be joyful in our praise. Amen. I heard a preacher say that sometimes when we serve the Lord, some of us look like we're sucking on lemons. Amen. We need to praise the Lord. We shouldn't look like that. The world is watching us. They have to understand that serving the Lord is not something that we're forced to do. It's something that we have sought after. It's something that we do willingly. Amen. And that there's joy, peace, and love in serving the Lord. Amen. Amen. And as I close, I'm just reminded what David said, and it kind of refers to me. And when I look at the young guys here in the ministry and everything, I can relate to what David was saying. It says, "I was young, but now I'm old. But you know, one thing I've never seen the righteous forsaken. I've never seen the seed begging bread." Amen.
Amen, amen. Brother Hillman.